So one of the last times I went to a strip club was in Vegas, and it was actually my bachelor party. And for the bachelor party, my best man had a really good idea on paper. And that was to get 15, 20 of my best friends, a bunch of other comedians and actors, a bunch of idiots, and we all went out to Vegas and rented a party bus. So it was fucking fun as hell. We're cruising around Vegas going to strip clubs in the party bus. And there's a pole on the party bus. There's a stripper pole on the bus, but no ladies on the bus. Straight up sausage party, right? So we're cruising around. I'm full of whiskey and weed, and Dio comes on. So I'm like hitting the pole right away, like fucking holy diver. I made like $30. My friends are shitty tippers. So we're having a blast, man. We're having the time of our lives. And we get to the third strip club of the evening. And my friends all get off the bus. And I'm about to get off. And my best man goes, "No, man, stay here. We got a special surprise for you." And at this point, I'm wasted. I'm drunk. So I'm like, I fucking love special surprises. I'm staying right here, right? So I'm sitting on the bus. And this girl gets on the bus. A stripper girl. And she walks towards the back of the bus, and I figure it out. I figure out what's about to happen. I'm about to get a lap dance, and I don't have to go anywhere. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Then the bus starts. Then the bus starts to move. And then I go to the driver. I go, "Hey, man, what's the deal?" And he goes, "I swear to you," he goes, "it's illegal for us to sit here in a parking lot in Las Vegas and for you to get a lap dance." And I go, "But it's cool if we drive." And he goes, "I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, fuck it." Fuck it indeed, let's see what happens. So now we're driving around the desert around 40, 80 miles an hour. And she's trying to be sexy and not die. It turns out though, it's actually somewhat treacherous to perform stripping in a moving vehicle. So she's trying to be hot and doing this shit, like, oh God. Like, what about a little backdoor, a little turd cutter action? Oh, fuck. And I'm, like, worried about my eyes and my limbs, and I'm just having a bad time, right? She, though, is having a worse time than me. Because she's working, she's on the clock, and she's not having a good time. So she starts to take it out on the driver. So I swear to you, this really happens. She's on my lap, like, half holding onto the pole and half on my lap and losing her goddamn mind. Like, "Hey, look at this. Fucking slow it down. Hey, how about this one? Just got it done. Fucking tell me when you're gonna take a turn." You know who doesn't like screaming? Hard-ons. My hard-on was nowhere to be seen. Full-on soft-on that evening. I think he jumped off the bus. I still haven't seen him. It's been 3 years. I think he's cruising around the desert like Bruce Banner, sad music playing. Little backpack on his shoulder, doing odd jobs, trying not to Hulk out. Dee-dee-dee, for the nerds. So we get back to the third strip club, and she leaves, and my best man gets back on, and he goes, "Hey, man, how was that?" I go, "You know what awesome is, right?" And he goes, "Yeah," and I go, "Fucking not that. You're no longer the best man. You're kind of the worst man." So I said to the driver, this really happened. Me and the driver are hanging out. You know, I was like, "Hey, man, what was the deal? Where'd you find that girl?" And I swear to you, he just says this. He goes, "Oh, man, that's my old lady." Yes, I know. What a bummer. But think of it this way. Here's a guy who likes to drive around Las Vegas while his lady grinds on strange dudes' dongs. And here's a lady who likes to grind on strange dudes' packages while her boyfriend drives around the desert. And they found each other. I think it's beautiful. Together forever.